T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to 6:30. Got a great show for you today. Number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm very, very sore. I'm not sure why, but very sore.
Sore from what? From the ice bath?
It could be the ice bath. It could be a lot of activities over the last 3 days. I don't know. But I'm very sore. Like,
I can't imagine it's the ice bath, though. That would, if anything, would make you kind of feel refreshed and reborn and invigorated again.
I don't know, man. Every bone in my body is sore right now. I'm not sure why.
Did you do anything this weekend you don't ordinarily do, like work?
I played with my kids. I ran around, played baseball, chased them, did all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I could use a back massage. So first commercial break, I want to see those hands, man. Let's go.
That'll never happen. And I've offered you so many massages over the 3 years that I'm done offering.
That's it.
Like, because you don't like the way the massages end that I'd like to get for you. And that's a personal decision. Frankly, I respect it. You know, today's a great day. Today's a great day because today, you know, many presidencies are usually kind of monitored on the first 100 days. Mm. But what did a president accomplish on his first 100 days? It was a big thing for Kennedy going back to the early 1960s. 100 days, 100 days, 100 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, today marks 100 days.
To what?
Until the NFL season begins.
Really?
Today.
Today?
Today.
100?
We are 100 days away from the New York Jets beginning their march to Las Vegas.
Well, hold on a second.
I
apologize. I hate to be the bearer of bad
news. Yeah, go right ahead.
If you're a Jet fan, we have to wait an extra day.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
So it's 101 days for us.
Yes, 101. 100 days
by
NFL
the way,
season starts.
That's going to be very difficult on Sunday. All day there's football. All day you're watching these teams. All day you're analyzing how much better your team is. And then Sunday night comes around and you have the Giants, which will please the Giant fan.
That's right.
And then as a Jet fan, you got to go to bed and wait another day. That is going to be painful.
I can wait because it's going to be a coronation. And I saw something this week, and I'm sure you saw it by now as well, where confetti was falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And my starting quarterback was standing underneath that confetti, and it happened to be at MetLife Stadium. And while an actor uttered the famous words, "The Eagles win the Super Bowl," my guy said, "No. The New York Jets have just won the Super Bowl," with confetti falling on Aaron Rodgers' head at the end of the Taylor Swift concert this weekend.
Yeah.
And there's the belief some of us have, Evan. I know guys like me and my dear friend Aaron Rodgers have it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's called manifestation.
Oh, it's called manifestation.
It's called manifestation.
Is that what it's called?
That's manifestation.
So you're trying to tell me you're a big manifest guy?
I've become a big manifest guy.
When did that change? Because I know when you weren't a big manifest
when
guy.
When was I not a big manifest guy?
When you mocked me and you mocked Loogie.
You guys manifested?
And you mocked. See, I have a memory, Craig.
Yes.
And our audience has a long memory.
You also have quite a bit of gel in your hair today.
I did. I was very jelly today. We have a long-ass memory.
Yeah, please.
So I'd like to take you back on a trip, Mr. Manifest.
Yes.
To March of 2021.
March of 21?
Yeah.
Huh, that's 2 years ago.
Early on. Do you remember another manifestation that instead of you supporting, you mocked mercifully?
I don't.
The New York Mets, in the midst of spring training,
Carlos Correa.
No. They practiced the 27 out drill.
Yeah, that was
and
stupid.
And after recording the 27th out,
yeah.
the New York Mets tried to manifest the future
yeah.
by celebrating as if they won a championship.
Couldn't be more different.
How is that different?
Because the New York Mets pretended like they had just won a World Series and actually jumped in each other's arms and celebrated
yeah.
during that stupid 27-out drill
yeah.
that Louis Rojas put them through, right?
Yeah.
This is just Aaron Rodgers at a concert with confetti falling down going, zip it, Miles Teller. The New York Jets have won a Super Bowl, and it looked real to me. I mean, I've got that video on rerun. I can't get enough.
When the Mets failed in 2021 and they collapsed in August and September, this
yeah.
was brought up as a joke many, many times.
Fairly so.
That's fine. You want to say fairly so? Fairly so. While I'm not saying what Aaron did was wrong over the weekend,
I want to tell you
about your future. Just like I warned you, Yankee fans, you were going to have to live recapping the 3-0 blown lead once we got to game seven.
I want to be clear about one thing.
Yeah, so now we'll finish my thought.
The only reason that Aaron Rodgers said the New York Jets win a championship
right.
is because Miles Teller said it about the Eagles first.
Doesn't matter.
He had to one-up them.
Craig, that doesn't matter.
He had to up them.
You think that anybody 9 months from now, if the Jets get knocked out in the postseason, is going to say, Aaron Rodgers predicted a Super Bowl. Oh, wait, he was just responding to Miles Teller? No. If the Jets fail this year, moments like that will be used against us.
Yeah.
Understand that and accept that.
I got
no problem. Do you accept that?
Listen, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care one way or the other. I just know we have to beat the Buffalo Bills. If we don't, the season's a wash. I mean, I can speak to that right now, but, I mean, just hearing the words... Hearing the words from a guy that's won a Super Bowl, only one, but he's won one,
mm-hmm.
four-time MVP, in MetLife Stadium, confetti falling down, for him to utter the words, it changed me.
It made me tinkle a little bit inside, I will admit.
Damn right it did. There was a little tinkled all over your body.
There was quite a tinkle, tickle, whatever it
yeah.
is. But I also understand that if this doesn't work out, this is one of the many, many things that will be used against
me
and you,
yeah.
but against Aaron Rodgers himself.
Listen, I think to be fair, you know, that's what we've signed up for, right? We signed up
yeah.
for the kind of, it's an all or nothing situation, meaning you're making a run to the Super Bowl. Obviously, you could come short and no one's going to bust your balls about it. Yeah, obviously, if you go under 500, we're going to get our balls busted, rightfully so,
right.
all day and all night. Yes, this is one of those little things that you kind of put away. If you're a Jet hater, a Rodgers hater, or if you just find the Jet belief for Aaron Rodgers comical, which I get a lot of people do. But in the moment, with 100 days to go before the season opens, I'm relishing in the fact that it's real.
Well, I'm relishing in the fact that he understands the mission at hand is not winning an MVP. The mission at hand isn't throwing 40 touchdown passes. The one mission at hand right now is to bring a Super Bowl to the New York Jets.
Yes.
And so far in the weeks and now over a month time he's been a Jet, he has said and uttered all the right things. And maybe for 2023, kind of like Mark Messier made his guarantee, but that was many years ago. When Joe Namath made his guarantee. Maybe this is Aaron Rodgers' new age 2023 guarantee.
Yeah,
you make guarantees in 2023. You go to a Taylor Swift concert in the middle of May, and with confetti falling down, you manifest a championship.
Yeah, well, listen, I like it. We got 100 days to go, and there's not a lot of teams that can feel 100 days out that they've got a legitimate shot to win a Super Bowl, so I'm all in for it. Meanwhile, I can't figure out for the life of me, Evan, and I was going to call you to help me out. I searched every channel I could find on my cable.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find yesterday's Mets game. It's Memorial Day. I know the Yankees were playing Seattle, so I had to wait for that game, obviously. And I'm looking around going, all right, it's Memorial Day. It's like Americana Day, as we honor, obviously, you know, men and women who dedicated their lives to our way of being and all that good stuff, right? And I'm like, I know the Mets play today. I mean... I'm pretty sure I was looking up and down. I went to Comcast. I went to SNY. I went to Hulu. I went to Apple. I went to Amazon. Then I reminded myself they're not the Yankees. They're not on 9 different pay subscriptions. They're just on TV.
Yes.
And for the life of me, Evan, I could not find yesterday's Met game. And I was really excited to watch them because I wanted them to be a game over 500,
right.
you know, 55 games into the season. And yet, maybe you could help me out. The Mets, did they win?
Luckily, they did not lose, Craig.
They
and
did
that's
not
the
lose.
Best oh, news I can give
like
anybody.
A rain delay tie 6-6 or something like that.
Your friend Rob Manfred decided that not every team should play Major League Baseball on Memorial Day.
Oh, is that right? So the Mets didn't play yesterday?
They did not.
Well, good, because their bullpen needed a rest.
Hey, dude, you know who needed a rest? I'll raise my hand and I'll be the guy who has the unpopular opinion.
Good.
I needed a rest. Yeah. I was so happy the Mets didn't play yesterday.
Up 5, down 6, up
dude,
4, down 8. What
I needed a break from 21 runs in 2 games. So I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the fact the Mets didn't play.
Yeah.
I spent time with my family. I clearly ran around a lot because I'm sore. I obviously thought about our brave men and women that have given their lives over many years to give us this freedom. I was the happiest man that the Mets didn't play yesterday. So I want to thank Rob Manfred. Rob, if you're listening, I've said many a bad thing about you.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving Met fans a break yesterday.
Well, at least they won the series against the Rockies, so that's
they good. Did not win the series against the Rockies.
They lost that series. Oh, my bad.
No. They gave up 21 runs in 2 games.
I got to tell you, Sonny and I were watching that game on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're watching. I'm like, what am I doing? It's a nice day outside.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Well, he's like, he calls me. He's like, Dad, come inside. Base is loaded. Dad, come inside. 2 men on. I'm like, fine. I'll come back inside. And he goes, the Mets are up 6. I'm like, woo! 8 minutes later, they're down 5.
Well, we were up 4, and then we were down 5, yes. At least Francisco Alvarez looks like a stud.
I told you, I told Sonny, I know you chilled for me to punish you, but I was going to smack you. Because I was like, there's no way that just happened.
Oh, it happened.
Oh, it happened.
It was like watching an NBA game. The Mets are down by 4, they're up by 5, and it's just all over the place.
Yeah, crazy. Meanwhile, of course, the Celtics lose their best player. I know he played 41 minutes, but, I mean, Jason Tatum wasn't right. And it's a shame because it's not a shame at all.
It's not a shame.
I love it.
You know, listen, teams will lose because of injuries. And I'm not going to get on my own personal issues with this, but teams sometimes lose because guys get hurt.
That's
too freaking bad.
That's the way it goes.
And that was perfect. That was a perfect way for the Celtics season to end because that's who they've been all year. At times they look great. At times they look elite. At times they look like they don't have a coach. At times they look disorganized. At times it looks like they don't care. That's the Boston Celtics. Yeah. And they never deserved to be the 2004 Red Sox because they're not the 2004 Red Sox.
No, they're not. I mean, look, I agree with you on that. They're not. But I got to say, for a city that had the Patriots come back in the Super Bowl, obviously the Yankees, Red Sox in 04, I took stock of this today, and I get great joy out of this, and I probably shouldn't. It makes me a schadenfreude, but I am what I am, and I can't deny it anymore. Here's the reality. The Boston Bruins blew the greatest regular season in the history of NHL.
They did.
I got eliminated in the first round by the Florida Panthers.
Yep.
The Boston Red Sox are a half game out of last place in the American League East. The Boston Celtics lost 3 games at home in the Eastern Conference Finals. Correct?
They got booed off the court in game 7 at home.
And I'll do you one better. The New England Patriots, on paper at least, are the worst team in the AFC East.
That's true.
What a great day to be a New Yorker. Yes! Because they were on the verge of doing something that would have given them chirping rights for a very long time.
Yeah.
But we got ours back.
Yeah, we got ours back.
And I feel good about it.
Do you know how many championships they've won in that city since our last championship?
I don't care. I don't know.
Too many.
So we got lots to do today. The phone number to join us, 877-337-6666. Great Tuesday, right? Hope you guys all had an enjoyable Monday. I apologize to Big Mac and Tommy. I did not hear you guys yesterday.
I didn't even know they were on, dude.
To be honest, here's what's weird.
I had no idea.
I'm with Evan on this. I didn't know you guys were on. Not that I would have listened. I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But I saw a tweet today saying, hey, I think it was one of yours, Big Mac, saying, I don't know, I just got it today, saying, hey, believe it or not, me and Tommy are going to be filling in for the guys on Monday. I'm like, no promotion at all. You didn't let us know. And I, you know, I'm sorry that I did not listen. I hope it went well.
It went fantastic.
Great.
It went great.
Yeah.
To be fair, we didn't know until, what, Thursday? So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you held it from us or anything?
No.
All right.
By the way, can I help you out about something? Because you've said this a lot over the last few months, and I don't think you understand Twitter. There are 2 tabs. There's the For You tab, and there's the Following tab.
I don't touch
When
it.
You click on the For You tab, they show you old tweets that they think are for you, even if they're outdated.
I don't touch tabs.
Well, that's your problem.
Whenever it's on, I mess around with it.
Yeah, but when you don't mess around with it, you get a tweet from Big Mac from 36 hours ago.
I got a tweet from Big Mac. It must have been on Sunday. Well, I don't know when you sent it saying, hey, looky here, look who gets the new afternoons.
Yesterday.
Oh, well, then I got it. I'm just telling you, I got it today. And I felt like, man, I would have been a good friend. I should have listened at least a little bit.
Still can.
I was in and out of the car yesterday because I rebuilt my wiffle ball strike zone.
Did you?
Meaning I had to go to Lowe's a couple times.
Did you make it bigger or smaller?
Because you never go to Lowe's just once.
Right.
Son of a bitch.
What'd you do? Bigger, smaller, wider?
The one I built 3 years ago was time for a new one. So I had to buy all the PVC piping, had to buy, get the paint. Yo, get the wood. Yeah, I built a dope strike zone for a wiffle ball.
Can you do me a favor?
I can do whatever you want.
I'm about to turn 40. I'm getting really old.
Want me to build you one?
Build me a strike zone. Because that's what I was doing. Like 80% of the weekend was playing baseball, wiffle ball, running
bucks
around.
For material.
No, it's for me. So thank you. I appreciate it.
I was thinking about having a community wiffle ball tournament as well. So if you could make me one, that'd be great. It's up for not listening yesterday.
And he's turning 40 as well. So I think that sounds like a great dueling 40-year-old birthday
there
present.
You go. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
A couple trips to Lowe's and $100 getting off easy.
It's $100 in material.
That's fine.
To build a proper, and by the way, it's 24 inches wide, 33 inches up and down, 30 inches, pardon me.
That's great.
Up and down. This is, like, there's rules. And I followed the rules. I built a game-ready,
nice,
legitimate PVC wiffle ball.
Okay, so one for me, one for Big Mac. I've already told Big Mac what I'm getting him for his 40th birthday. Yeah. I'm getting one of those toilets that shoots up the water and has the air dryer for your tuchus.
One of those totos,
Yeah. So I'm getting that for his birthday.
A bidet and a strike zone.
That's right. Now, what are you getting me? Because I already know Craig's getting us strike zones. I'm getting you a bidet. What are you getting me?
I know exactly what I'm getting you.
Don't tell me a pen that I'm never going
to
use.
Nope. But when I went to the game Wednesday night, I saw a guy next to me scoring the game, and he had this plastic contraption to keep the scoreboard dry while he's doing it.
Oh, a cover to the Bob Carpenter
book? A little
book?
Cover for his hand. There was room for his hands.
I've been using towels for 30 years.
No,
nope. Now you got a cover.
As soon as I saw it, I said, I'm
Can
getting that for
a question. Why not just, I was thinking about this over the weekend.
Yeah.
Why not just get one of the Bob Carpenter apps?
No.
And just keep scoring
How
the
dare
app?
You? No.
Like that.
No. There's certain things in 2023 we do not hand over to the computers, to the iPads, to the tablets, to the phones.
And
one of those things we will never hand over is using your freaking hand with a pen or pencil and scoring a baseball.
Your guy's got confetti coming down on his head. He's going, the New York Jets win the Super Bowl. Woohoo! Listen, we got lots to do today. 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, I saw a big pulse of the people news that we've already lost a nominee.
Already?
As Dan and Carteret got eliminated from the Pulse of the People. And I guess the story goes that he, put out some kind of hashtag that was offensive to the committee. And the committee doesn't tolerate anything that, stands in their way of just honoring the man or woman each year that, has the blue-collar people most in their hearts.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was because of this hashtag that the committee said we're getting rid of him.
I mean, that's what
over
that's,
the weekend.
That's what I was told.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what Tom Izzo told me.
Wow.
He told me that the people reached out and said, "Look, sorry, not sorry."
Well, one thing we've learned about the committee over the last few years is they run with an iron fist.
Yes,
man.
They do.
And they don't mess around.
I'm also told that Sean Marash, who I'm competing against, obviously for the award, is going on a campaign.
Yeah.
Which I got to tell you, I never considered doing that, but I like it.
Dude, he's running a political negative campaign on everybody.
Like, you can't vote for this guy because blank.
Yeah, he's kind of explaining the shortcomings of all of the other candidates
now,
he's going up against.
I've got to ask the question because one of the other candidates happens to be Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants.
He went after Daboll.
And Sean's a big Giants fan.
Yeah.
How do you go after the head coach?
So this is straight out of a political ad. All he did was he put a picture out.
Yeah.
I think it's of Morash himself, like a really up-close picture of a guy in a Giant hat.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's got 35 chins, so it's not a flattering picture, right?
Okay, go ahead.
And just tweets out, spotted Brian Daboll on the beach.
Oh.
So he's almost fat-shaming him.
He's fat-shaming the head coach
of
the Giants.
But I think he's using a picture of himself to do it.
Can you show me that?
Yeah, of course.
I would be interested in seeing
that. Here's the picture. As you can see, it's a gentleman who's, you know, rather large in facial structure.
Yeah, that's Sean.
Yeah, he's claiming it's Daboll. That's the negative campaigning he's running against his coach.
I love it. That's the man that wants to win the award, and he's already survived the first cut.
Yeah.
Because the first cut was Dan and Carteret. So there you go. Yeah. I guess he hashtagged something that pissed people off. Huh. I don't really know. Hmm. Here's John in Brooklyn on the fan. Johnny, what's up?
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
What's up with you, kid?
Craigie, being a diehard Yankee fan that you are, I'm very shocked you didn't bring up Judge's monster game last night. Two homers, possible third, robbing a homer. This guy, is there anything he can't do?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, but I know that Aaron Judge, number 99, did not hit two home runs yesterday against Seattle. I'm not sure where you got that information from.
No, I'm pretty sure he did, actually. He actually
Pretty sure he didn't. I was watching.
Oh, wait. I stand corrected. 3-for-4. You're right. Double. It wasn't a homer.
No, still confused.
No, I'm going to let me help you out here.
It was a nice try, though.
There was a guy that did hit two home runs, almost hit a third one, and robbed a dude on Seattle of a home run. My contention is that I don't think his name is Aaron Judge.
Hmm.
Now, why do I say that? I'm going to answer because I don't want to confuse you.
Because you
would be right. The problem is that I'm watching the game like you were probably watching the game yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And a guy gets up and hits a bullet down the left field line, which hits the foul pole for a home run, correct?
Correct.
Now,
Gave the Yankees the lead.
Yep. You would like to think that that was Aaron Judge, correct?
Yeah.
I'm going to play the play-by-play call of it for you. And I'm trying to figure out who this guy is. Play it.
Drilled deep to left field. That ball is off the pole. A home run. A laser to left field. A two-run shot by Judge. And the Yankees lead 3-1.
Now, maybe I'm not a real Yankee fan like you are, Johnny. But who is Judge?
Well, that's that fraud Michael Kay. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Apparently not. No, listen.
To left field. Yeah. A two-run shot by Juz.
What? Is Juz related to arson?
Are Juz. Like
cousins?
Like, not for nothing. How do you mess up the word judge? Right?
Have you watched Michael K. call games for 20
years? I try not to. I do everything in my power not to.
I'm a diehard Yankee. I've been calling for him to get out of the booth for years.
Yeah, that's right. I'm happy when games are on Amazon.
He still does it, though.
Oh, he does?
It's Peacock and Apple TV
Plus. I'm sorry. I'm happy when games are in Minnesota.
There you go.
Yeah, I love when the Yankees play the Twins in Minnesota.
It used to be Seattle, too. I'm surprised he was there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, maybe he wanted to get out of the house. Who knows? Who knows? But, I mean, Aaron Judge. What are we doing? Like, come on, man. Like, we all make mistakes. God knows I make more than anyone. But a home run by Juz?
For a guy as good as him, man, he's had a lot of different names over the last year. It's crazy.
Is that right?
Arson, Juz. He's a different guy every week.
Juz. I'm just glad he didn't say the name with the I there, because that's why I thought he was
that
going.
That would have been even better.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was being dirty. And he's like, But I will say this. Aaron Judge had himself a ball game. He damn near had three home runs. He had the two, obviously. He goes over the fence and grabs the home run back.
That was incredible.
I mean, what else do you want this guy to do?
And then after the game, when he's asked about it, he tries to downplay everything.
He's like, I'm 6'7". What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, he tries to, I've made some good catches. I don't know. The game wasn't that close. If it was closer, maybe I'd rank it higher.
Yeah.
But you ever think to yourself that apparently we were so close to him not being here, that we were that close to him leaving? Could you imagine the New York Yankees without Aaron Judge?
No, you can't, because they're an under 500 baseball team.
Right, and you can replace them with whatever big-ticket free agent you want.
Wouldn't have mattered.
All of those guys are having down starts to their year. You replace them with Trey Turner, how'd that work out? Replace them with Carlos Correa, how would that work out?
Yeah.
He is so freaking valuable to what they do, and since he's come back from the injured list, he's playing like the guy from last year.
I mean, look, you got to make the argument, not even the argument, I think we'd all just agree, he's the best player in baseball. And everybody wants to say Ohtani because he does two different
things. Ohtani's the best player in baseball.
Ohtani, what?
He is. No, it's not debatable. Well, you can all you want. You make as much sound effects as you want. He's doing something we've never seen before. And by the way, that's not a knock on Aaron Judge, so let's all take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is the best hitter in Major League Baseball. There you go. Best position player in Major League Baseball.
Okay, so there's a caveat to
Yeah, because I don't want to discount his defense. His defense is awesome.
He just doesn't pitch.
He deserves to win it. Okay.
He's the best position player in the game. Is that fair?
I totally agree.
And here's the crazy thing about it. And this is more for you and Big Mac than me, because you guys are more Yankee historians than I am, and I own that. So you guys can certainly lend your quite credible, valuable voices to this as a conversation, as a talking point. Is there any possible way that you, and you got to take, you know, recency bias out of it, the fact that you're enjoying him in the moment out of it,
right,
and you have to be able to kind of put yourself back in time to the extent that you can, is there a possibility that Aaron Judge could ever get into the Mount Rushmore of all-time Yankees?
Could, yes, but he's got a long way to go, and there's two things he has to do. Number one, he's got to win. You know that.
Yes.
And that's not all on him.
And he's got none right now.
Some of it is on him because of his October performances. And the other thing he needs to do, which hopefully he'll do the rest of this season, he's got to play. Just got to go out there and play 145, 150 games a season. If he does that and continues to put up the numbers he's put up last year and so far this year, yeah, who knows what we're talking about 8-9 years from now. It's got a long way to go.
See, I don't think he could.
What do you mean?
And I'm not, don't take it as a knock.
He can never pass DiMaggio, Mantle, Berra, Jeter, Gehrig. Forget Ruth. He could never pass Ruth. Put him to the side.
I mean, so I'm not saying number one. That's impossible.
Right.
Like, think about what he would have to do, and he doesn't have a lot of time left to do it because he's over 30 now.
Right.
To become a guy, he's going to be one of the great Yankees, no doubt about that. He's on that path if he stays healthy. But no matter how good he is, it's almost impossible.
Well, how are you measuring
to get into the top four?
How are you measuring him? Because
I mean, don't championships have to be a part of it?
Right, but championships. Like, think about how many times Mickey won, how many times Joe D won, how many times Yogi won, even how many times Jeter won.
Yeah.
So if you're comparing it to championships, he'll never, ever get there, no offense.
Right.
I don't think this Yankee team's going to win 4 or 5 championships.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening.
So, all right, so do me a favor. Just for a moment, divorce championships from it, because they're great players who obviously never got to a World Series, let alone one, two, three, four, five, et cetera. Do you think just pure numbers he could ever be in the conversation of the guys you just mentioned?
Yeah, I think if he has 5, 6 more years where he's healthy and he's hitting 50 bombs a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he could enter it. It's just tough because the Yankee pantheon of greats is like no other franchise.
Right.
So to break that is very difficult. And I think most fans, right or wrong, are going to look at championships.
Oh,
so they're going to look at him. He's not going to be able to break through without him.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I get it.
I don't think he can get into the top four, but I do think he can be 5. I think he could surpass Jeter, Berra, but I don't know if he can do...
Not without winning, bro.
No, he doesn't have to win as many. If he wins 2, he could be better than Jeter.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to win as many. He has to win, no doubt.
He's got to win multiple.
He's
got to
win multiple. He's probably got to win. He's got to win at least 2.
And he's going to have an October where he is this.
Yes.
Like we've seen, and we've been spoiled for the last year plus. There's no denying his greatness in the regular season. He needs to have a 3-week run in October where he's
the man.
This.
Yeah.
Where he's A-Rod in 2009. Let's be honest.
Yeah. He needs that for sure.
No doubt.
But it just shows you, like, he right now, take Ohtani aside, he's the best player in baseball. Obviously, that doesn't pitch,
and
right?
They came this close to losing him. Could you imagine a world where this guy wasn't here?
No, I can't. And I'll tell you something else. When he signed that contract, I'm sure I made the comment, so I'll just double down on it now. there's almost no way he can earn it. It's almost impossible.
I disagree.
And right now, he's earning it.
Yeah, but here's right? the difference that you and I have, and I guess the difference I had with some Yankee fans that were scared of year 7 or year 8 or year 9
yeah.
or year 10 or year 11 imagining a contract. My point to you is it doesn't matter. If he's going to be this for the first 4 or 5 years of
you'll
this contract, you'll live with the dud at the end. Like,
right.
there's no guarantee that at the end of Aaron Judge's contract, he's even going to be a productive player. He may not be able to stay on the field
right.
at all.
He may not be a healthy player.
But
right.
my point to you is this makes it worth it. This kind of performance makes it worth it. And while what I'm about to say is sort of a rip at Brian Cashman,
yeah.
here's the reality. If you take this man away, then not a very good team. And I don't think there are a lot of guys in baseball you could say that about, where you take one guy away and you go from a legitimate threat to win the division, a 95-win team, to what if you take him away? Like, look at the lineup last night. Look at who was hitting behind him. Now,
right.
Willie Calhoun played great last night. I don't mean to knock him, but look at the lineup. He's got Willie Calhoun and DJ LeMahieu and Harrison Bader hitting behind him.
No, and he's the most important bat in the lineup in baseball right now.
And a lot of that statement yeah. is a testament to his greatness, but a lot of it is also to what's around him, which is not good when Stanton's out and now with Rizzo out.
Yeah, by the way, you can see Stanton play, I think, tonight in a Somerset.
Yeah.
He'll probably get hurt, so make sure you get out there early.
Why would you say that?
Because that's what he does.
That's just uncalled
that's
for.
That's what he does. I'm sorry. It's
no, it's
what
uncalled
he does.
For. No, it's uncalled for.
I mean, I'm thinking it's going to be a Tuesday night hamstring special. Yeah, 2-for-1. You got Bader yesterday, and you get Stanton today. And what's the deal on Bader? How long is he out for now?
Aaron Boone said he's going to miss a couple of games, and he could end up on the IL, which is a huge blow because
came back.
He's one of those guys, when you look at how productive he's been since he's come off the IL, he's right behind Judge with Rizzo and Bader, two of the more valuable guys. So they're going to miss him with him out.
Yeah, meanwhile, a reminder that the June 17th softball game is on like Donkey Kong. It's going to be at Staten Island's baseball stadium where the Ferry Hawks play. I know it's got a name, but I forget it. It's named after a hospital, I think. You just gave me the official name. Might as well be good to them. Tickets
You're
only.
Ready. Huh? Richmond County Bank Ballpark at St. George.
No, that's not it.
No.
That's not it.
That's not
Staten
it.
Staten Island
that's not
University
it.
Hospital
yeah,
Community
it.
Park.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
What the hell am I looking at then?
I don't know, but that ain't it.
Yeah.
In any event, we're playing softball. I think Josh Norman's in now. I was with him this morning. I'm going to get Isaiah Thomas to be in tomorrow. I got to confirm with him. Gerald McCoy is
Celtic
in.
Celtic Isaiah Tom.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway is in.
You may want to specify next
yes,
time.
Yes, maybe. Ryan Leaf is in. Bob Costas wanted to play, but he's out west, so he couldn't play. I got the star from the show Blacklist. He's in. I have a tough time pronouncing his name. I apologize. But he's in. I think Michelle Beadle's going to let me know this week if she's in. Evan's in. You got the Tiki and Tierney team. And all the money benefits both NYPD and, of course, the Joseph Lem Foundation. June 17th. Go online. You can go to ferryhawks.com. Get your tickets. It's a beautiful Saturday night in Staten Island. All for a good cause. A little celebrity charity softball game. And it's going to be awesome. Can't wait. What do you got?
I'm sorry. I just have... Is James Spader playing in this game? Is that what you're saying?
No, the star of Blacklist.
That's James Spader.
That's the other James star. Spader.
I don't mean to knock anyone. I just want to know if James Spader's
hold
there.
Hold on, I'll tell you the guy. Give me
one Raymond second. Red Rennington?
No, that's
Megan
not it.
Boone?
No.
Elizabeth Keen?
Diego
Klattenhoff?
No.
Donald Wrestler?
No.
Ryan Eggehold?
No. No,
I don't think we're getting the star of Blacklist.
Yeah, you're getting the star of Blacklist.
I didn't want to do this, but if James Spader's going to be there, that's awesome.
I think Chris Mullen might be coming by.
Henry Lennox?
No confirmation of that. I don't want to put it out
there. Kisham Ta.
Yep, there you go. That's right
okay.
there.
Now, yep. He's in it. I'll give you that.
Yep, he's in it. How do you pronounce it?
I'm not really sure.
See, you don't know, do you?
It's H-I-S-H-M, so Hisham.
Hisham.
And then the last name is T-A-W-F-I-Q.
Tawfiq? Yeah.
Star Blacklist. Tawfiq. Okay.
He's the star of Blacklist. He's playing.
All right.
I think Jeff Fiegels might be playing. I'm just looking at my little thingamajig here. All right, great. So listen, it's on. It's going to be great. And it's all June 17th. Again, you can get your tickets at ferryhawks.com. And Evan and I will put out a little link again via Twitter. For those of you that want to just do it online, keep it easy peasy, okay? 877-337-6666. It is Carton and Roberts on the Fan all the way to 6 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.